Ready to elevate your everyday? Quince has the luxe staples insiders swear by, minus the markup, from 100% European linen styles and 14-karat gold jewelry to gorgeous leather bags and elevated home finds. Quince has it all. And by partnering directly with top artisans and ethical factories, Quince delivers premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. Discover everyday luxury without the markup at Quince. Go to quince.com/style upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/style upgrade.
In this video, you're gonna learn how to train for a flat marathon course so you can run faster, avoid fatigue, and maximize your performance on race day. And I'm also, as a bonus, gonna be touching on how to pace a flat marathon without burning out, the best long run strategy for a flat course, why flat races feel harder than hilly ones, starting runs earlier, and a bunch more. I'm Darren D-Lake Runs, sub-3-hour marathoner, 10-hour Ironman finisher, and I am all about being 1% better habitually every day with running, life, etc., and helping you out with all these tips and tricks. Let's get into it. So I got a message from Adam, who I've done a whole episode with. We ran with him. We talked about habits and consistency. You can check that out up here. And he hit me up and he was like, yo, Darren, I have been doing this hilly run for a while. My heart rate's high. I've got a flat course coming up. I don't know how should I do it. The hills obviously make me stronger, but they're also topping me out and I'm starting to redline with my heart rate, et cetera, et cetera. And I was like, all right, cool. So I basically ran down a whole bunch of kind of bullets that I said at the beginning, and I'm going to go through them quickly with this and we'll get kind of to each point. And I decided, I was like, look, if I'm going to help him, I might as well help you, because I'm sure everyone's got different courses that they can train on and then they can race on totally different courses. So I'll just jump right into the first point, which is why training for flat is different. Flat courses require sustained effort and there's no natural breaks from hills. So that's like one area that, if you believe in the principle of specificity, or I call it the law of specificity, you need to do the thing, you need to practice the thing if that's going to be your main race. So if you're running on a trail and it's undulating up and down hills, then you need to be doing a trail run undulating hills as much as you can, or run on grass, or, you know, like do a treadmill if you have to, and constantly change the terrain or get one of those kind of pre-programmed things in the treadmill. So the goal is